So, JP, this is Glenn here. I'm going to tell you a quick little story that I learned. After about 35 years of taking saunas, you sort of get the whole concept of heat. And I want to tell you the story as it relates to two houses. And imagine house A is heated by electric baseboard heat. House B is heated by radiator, or even better, like radiant heat in the floor. So house A, with its baseboard electric system, is heating the air in the house. Then the air ends up heating the furniture and everything that's in the house, the walls and whatever, as a secondary thing. So, but if you have radiator heat, what you're doing is you're heating the mass. You have a massive heat that is transferred to all of the physical elements in the house. So it's a much more level heat and more intense, and it gets into the core. And that's what we're trying to do in a sauna. And that's why if you heat with wood-burning sauna, you have a radiant heat. When you heat with an electric sauna stove, you're heating the air. So it's a toaster oven or a baseboard electric heater. And those of us in cold climates, like Vera Lampa, understands this. That's why people in cold climates have wood-fired saunas. More efficient heat, a deeper heat, more meaningful heat, better therapy, and it feels good.